Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's going to be a very, very special night. We had a lot of requests coming in to have some of the 8D reality Earth energies come in. So we're going to do that this evening when we go to the Lightship. And it'll be quite something. What happens is that if you don't know about this, about the Ascension, the Earth Spirit is actually leaving planet Earth. It's giving up the spiritual blueprint, and that means that it has to go somewhere else. So what it's going to do is now be a conscious being. It has already created the new reality that it wants to enjoy, which is going to be an eighth dimensional reality as far as our perception. On the Lightship, they don't really have any dimension, so to speak, but down here we talk in that type of concept. So it already has a blueprint made, and it already has put in place different life forms and the way it wants the Earth to be. It's brand new Earth, just like the one here. Remember, it had to bring the trees in and the water and the sky and the oxygen and the different life forms. So we're going to go to the Lightship and bring those in. So here we go. So what we're going to do first is talk about the Lightship briefly. The Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years for the Ascension process. It's what Jesus used 2,000 years ago, where he came from, and where all of his teachings came from, and also his healing. So this show is paralleling the life of Jesus right now, as it was basically 2,000 years ago. So what we're going to do now is, for everybody listening, we're going to have this wonderful time here, and we're now going to start to go to the Lightship, and I'll just talk about that briefly if you're brand new. You're going to be taken up out of our time-based dark side reality. Remember, down here on the Earth, we live with mind energy, and the mind energy is not in the heart. And so if you're in the mind, then you're in the darkness. When you're in the heart, then you're in the flow of the light, and the light only works in the present moment, in the now. So you can find out really quickly where you're living. Are you peaceful in the heart? Or are you living in the mind in the dark side reality of the matrix of mind control, alien abductions, planetary control like your natal chart, etc.? So if you're living that way, you may want to get back into your heart and do what Jesus mentioned, is not to go outside of yourself. So this is the whole process. And it's kind of hard to stay in your heart naturally because everything around you is based in mind energy. But the same laws apply that we've been using all the time for manifestation. So the heart energy is what the dark side copied, but they brought it into mind. So it's the same laws for manifestation, excuse me, as what the dark side has copied. So if you're interested in doing heart-based manifestations, then you have to drop your consciousness down into your heart and think from your heart versus thinking inside of your head. And that's basically what we help all people do here, is to get more spirit energy into their bodies and to have your spirit incorporate with you. So just being heart-centered is not quite enough. You have to have everything with you in your body, get realigned. Every cell of your body has to have spirit energy inside of it. So here we go. We're going to go to the Lightship here. You're going to be taken up out of the time-based reality. And we're going to go to the Lightship. And then from there, we're going to go to the special room that the Earth Spirit has created, the new Earth in eighth dimensional reality. So this would be a really wonderful treat for everybody. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to five. You're going to feel yourself probably be out of time. And you're going to notice that if you watch your clock, it's going to go very quickly here because you're out of time. You're not controlled by this density of dark side energies. So on the count to five, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There. Now we're on the Lightship. And we're having some consultations done by the light beings there. They connect with us, talk with us, use mental telepathy, and everything is like the speed of light or faster, we'll say. And we're ready now to join the Earth Spirit energy. So I'm going to bring the Earth Spirit energy into us right now down here on planet Earth. This will be its original creation energy of itself. This is the true Earth Spirit energy. So I'm going to count to 10 as it comes in. If you wish to bring your computer up, bring up the light beam on the screen. Scroll down maybe about an inch or so on your scroll bar on Creation Lightship Healing. and we're going to bring in the earth spirit through this light beam pitcher. So I'm going to count to 10. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So this is the true original earth spirit energy. And you might feel it all around you. It should feel very comfortable to you. And now the earth spirit is going to give us a special gift, and we're all going to follow the earth spirit on the light ship and go to a special room where it created this brand new planet, which in our terms will be an 8D dimension, 8D reality, okay? So we're going into this room right now, and if you're a seer, you're going to actually see what the creation energy looks like and see the different categories of what we're going to be bringing in tonight for us to experience. So here we go. We're going into the room now. We're in there. And we're going to bring in one of the waterfalls that is on 8D. And here comes the waterfall energy. And I'll count to 5 as it comes in. And we'll experience that. And then we'll continue on with some other ones. So I'm going to put some music on so you can actually have a really peaceful time doing this here. Here we go. And here's the waterfall energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Location, and your spirit now is walking with us to a special room where it created the trees on brand new earth. So we're going to go into the tree room, and we're in there right now. I'll count to 5 so you can feel the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Another room, and naturally there'll be say pets and animals there. So we'll be seeing in a different room the cats. These are the cats that the earth spirit has chose to bring into its new dimension. And here's the cat energy. So One, two, three, four, and five. If we have cats, we must have dogs, so here comes the dog energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. If you actually wish to feel these energies, you can hold your hand out and move your hand back and forth. You may be able to actually pet the particular animals if you wish. So you're doing that on the light ship also. Okay, we'll bring in now some beautiful flower energy, and here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. if we have flowers and they haven't pollinated, so let's bring in the beautiful bees. So here comes the bees for AC Reality. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's bring in the butterflies. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bring in one of the oxygens that we can breathe in AC Reality. So they're going to bring in number 14 for us here. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll probably bring in 3 of these different oxygens for us. So here's the first one, number 14. Thank you. And here's number 21. Take a deep breath again, if you would, and inhale, exhale a few times. One, two, three, four, and five. And it's with you now. Coming in, let's bring in number 57. One, two, three, four, and five. Bring in the rain energy. And here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. Difference for what you're used to breathing. If you're landlocked, you know, in one of the middle states, you probably don't know what it's like unless you've been to the coast. So we'll intensify this for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Bring in some of the whale energy. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in now the dolphin energy. Here comes the dolphin. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's bring in the mountain energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll bring in some of the crystal energies. So this could be like quartz. Here it comes. So one, or amethyst, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's experience a waterfall energy. So here comes the waterfall. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's bring in the 8D rainbow energy. There's more colors than we have here. And here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. Bring in the tree energies. So here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. Gold on the new planet of AC that the Earth Spirit's going to bring forth after the ascension time here. So here comes the gold energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. I think we'll bring in the hummingbird energy. And here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. Thank you. and they'll have a sample of the energy that will be on the Earth for ascension. This will be the ascension energy when the light ship decides to do the ascension. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's here. 5. Be our spirit's energy, how our spirit will feel in 8D. This is after the ascension. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. into some of the beautiful spring water right now. One, two, three, four, and five. Bring us some other life forms that are there. We'll just call them angels. So here comes the AD angels. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everyone, so let's go back to the orientation room in the light ship. We'll be talking with the light beings, and from there we're going to be coming back, and here we come back. So here we go. I'll count to five as we come back to Earth here, get disconnected from the light ship. Here we go. One. Here we come. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Sylvia. Well, Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace?
Hang about there in 8D space. That was so wonderful. Wow. Welcome, everyone, and I hope you really enjoyed that time on the lightship and experiencing the new ascension frequencies and energies of the new Earth's eight-dimensional reality, and felt all that wonderful healing energy in your heart center. So I see we have quite a lot of people on the fast chat and have a few comments and requests. So, Ron, would you like to take some of those up before we end off today?
Sure, we'll do a couple. Yeah, that sounds fine. So go right ahead.
Okay, well, we have a message from Clara. She's with her mom, Annika, and she really loves the earth spirit, and she wanted to have a little healing for her guinea pig.
Okay, so we'll do that right now. So just feel the energy come in, and if you have any animals out there, anybody else that has a condition, a problem, I'll count to five. It'll come in here, and then we'll go on to the next question here, but the energy will be with the little guinea pig and anyone else's pet. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Energy's in now, so it feels just wonderful.
Oh, that's great. And I think at the beginning of the hour we had a request for a sample of the mental body clearing.
Okay, so we'll go back 5 days for mental body. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I guess I'll do maybe a trauma body since we're at the end of the week here. And here we go. For trauma, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do it for physical body pain. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do one for self-sabotage. And here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do one for self-esteem. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So these are all just issues, densities that we deal with. So let's talk about briefly about our upcoming special calls that we're having on Sundays. It'll be starting tomorrow, and it's an 8-hour call, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Eastern, and it'll be on the 6th. The same call is on the 13th and the 20th. So if you're interested in having some special healing done, this is a special call for your physical body organ rejuvenation, and also it's going to be including the nervous system too. So this is a continuation of the last calls that we did last month, and so if you haven't been on this call, it'll still benefit you. You can also do it absentee, and the price for it is $200 for yourself. If you have a spouse, they're $100, or any other adults living with you. And then children that live at home, 18 and under, are free. And so are your pets and animals. Now, if you have a child that's maybe, say, 21 living outside the household, then they're $100 also. And we also include in this marathon month here, on September the 19th, this will be our standard 4-hour ascension call, where we do special frequencies. So we're giving you all these calls for it's 28 hours of conference line calls, a lot of energy, and you're going to be on the light ship for 1 week after each particular call. So, and the ones that were on last week are still on the light ship. And they're working with you in the quarantine room outside of the light ship, because naturally, you cannot have healings on the light ship if you have contamination of darkness with you, which includes the alien cordings, the alien beings attached to you, the planets that are alien. So anything that is not of love and light that connects to us, the mind energy, you go into quarantine typically. This is the darkness. And we're getting rid of these energies from you that you have got attached with, either with your own free will or not. And this is how you can have much better spirit energy put into your body, because naturally once these are released from you, your spirit can take more territory up. Otherwise, it cannot. So this is the quarantine rooms, and it's just a wonderful experience. The time goes by very, very quickly, just like the show tonight. Just feels like we started about 2 minutes ago, and we have only 5 minutes to go on this show. So back to you, Sylvia.
You know, at the beginning of the hour, Ron, you were talking about how the first step is getting heart-centered, but that's not enough. You have to be able to actually integrate your spirit energy into every cell or particle of your body and be able to really hold that space so that you can hold the light energy. So could you talk for just a minute about this special series of healing calls that are coming up this month and how that helps with that process?
Yeah, what happens is, as your body is made up of darkness, because at some point in our lineage, in our ancestors' belief systems, they chose darkness in place of light, which is judgment. And or they've been attacked by the ETs, abducted, etc. This is ongoing today even. But I won't get too far into that. But basically, your body has the densities in it from all your ancestors, and this is what you're living in this lifetime as these particular situations come up. So you may call them learning lessons, okay? Well, there's actually the densities that your ancestors gave you, and you're trying desperately to release them. But unfortunately, what happens is they normally cause physical pain or harm or situations in your life. And this is, like I say, your experiences here. And normally they're not pleasant. And so what happens is your body is desperately trying to continuously heal itself. Now, what happens is that your spirit has a hard time integrating with darkness because it doesn't live in darkness. It doesn't want to even come close to it. So as we have darkness stored into our cells, the only way you can have your spirit integrate with you for ascension is to have these special conference calls and other healings done so that you can actually integrate your spirit into your physical cells of your body. Just being heart-centered is like preschool stuff. That everybody should be doing that. But you have to get integrated into your body, which means getting rid of the judgments. And, you know, Jesus did that 2,000 years ago. This is why, you know, the Bible states that he was killed because he was, you know, releasing your sins from people. And that would be the judgments and the situations of control and judgments from yourself. So that's the basic situation. He was doing the same process that we're doing now. It's just a continuation. When he left the earth, the healing stopped completely. And the healing started again in 2005. And so basically the planet was without any type of divine healing for probably 1950 years approximately. So here we are again, and it's up to you to step up to the plate to have this work done. Remember, the light ship does not twist your arm. The light does not promote itself because you have it inside of you already. They don't bring in divine energies into the planet here. They don't do any kind of activations. They don't bring in the masters to do channeling for people or anything like this, because you have all your information stored within inside of you if you connect to your spirit. And the other way is the way the darkness comes in, and they clone these quote-unquote divine beings, and people start talking about them or channeling them, and that's actually the light of the darkness. The darkness creates the artificial light, so that we can get fooled and think that we are connecting to divine energies, but it's all within inside of you, never outside of yourself. So when you do search outside of yourself, you are connecting yourself to the darkness energies. They look like light, but it's not. Your spirit will tell you if you connect to your spirit and go within. So these calls are very important so that you can integrate more of your spirit with your body. And basically what happens when you have the healings done, you actually feel better. You feel lighter. You feel more at peace, you feel calmer, and your life starts to change. And you have to get these energies released from you. You can't think about it, You can't read about it in books. The light ship is here to help you and to facilitate these healings. And they do this every 2,000 years just before the ascension time. So like I said, when Jesus left here, there was no actual healings done by him for 1,950 years. So hopefully you're listening and you understand this, because the light ship does not promote itself. Your spirit can do healings on you, but your spirit is so disempowered now after this last 2,000-year cycle that it's very difficult for it to even come forth because of the technologies and the mind control that was brought forth here in the last probably 100 years. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, and it looks like we're getting close to closing the show here. So I hope everybody enjoyed the special event tonight. I really enjoyed it. Very, very peaceful. Boy, it's just great. And you probably know how it is now to be in the present moment, in the now, because we're on this particular healing, in a sense, for probably about a half an hour or so, I would guess. So you were actually out of time on the light ship, physically there, and experiencing the first 8D reality planet Earth. So back to you, Sylvia.
Wow, well, it was a wonderful experience, and I guess the only thing I have to say is, Ron, if people want to participate in the 8-hour sessions that are coming up, is there a way that they can still do that between now and 10 a.m. Pacific tomorrow?
Yeah, just go. You can go to the website and sign up for it if you wish. You can use PayPal. You can go to healing@creationlightship.com. and contact me. Most people use PayPal, so just use that, and you'll be sent the codes and the phone number. So it's a wonderful thing to do. Any problems, just connect with me on email, healing@creationlightship.com. So our show's ending here, so I'll say blessings to everybody out there, and hopefully you're all going to be on the call tomorrow, which starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, and this is for physical body, organ, and nervous system rejuvenation. And we get rid of the ET critters. If you want to have an experience, if you haven't found out about what this is all about, you can go to the website. You can go to Alien Attack Removal. There's things on there. Also, you can listen to the archives on BBS Radio, 11:30:07. And 10:10:08, we took out a lot of these things out of you. And now it's getting even more complicated because we're working with shapeshifters and shadow bodies. So anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you. And we're going to bring in some peace energy in the light beam right now. I'll count to five as it comes in. And it'll be with you for the next basic half an hour here, half past the hour. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And definitely come on these intensives this coming month because they're fabulous. Blessings to all of you, and see you later. Bye, everyone.
Blessings, everyone. Good night, and enjoy the divine peace energy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.